Welcome to God Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest Magazine. And just a quick note, for those of you who are part of the invention process and are an inventor or thinking about becoming an inventor, or just it's a never-ending inventor process for you and you need that information, definitely subscribe to Inventor's Digest Magazine, www.inventorsdigest.com, and mention Got Invention and you receive 30% off the cover price. Great magazine. Definitely take advantage. Take a look at the website also, inventorsdigest.com, and take a look at all the resources and information available to you every single day. So definitely take advantage of that resource. All right. Back to our show. Sari Creven of Bugenhead.
Yes.
All right. So far, so good. www.boginehead.com. And you can take a look at the website as you're listening to the show. And it's very interesting. I'm browsing around and I'm seeing all the cute pictures of those kids. And they're much more happier now that they don't have their mommies and daddies picking up their sippy cup on the floor.
You know, I'm just going for world peace. That's really all,
So anyway, Sari, before the break, we were talking about what you might have done differently.
Yes.
So what you did was you came up with this idea. You and your husband were browsing around the internet, going to stores. You didn't see anything like this tether connected to the sippy cup that with that special grip, which you posted on a little bit later. But you came up with this idea, and right away you started to do a prototype. But you were saying before the break that you should tell the inventors out there that it might be a good idea to do a patent search first.
Yes, and in fact, with the products that I add to my line now, the very first thing that I do when I have an idea is I contact my lawyer, who I have just talked to right before the show, and to have him do a patent search. And actually, a patent search is pretty easy to do on your own. And one of the things that I even had my patent attorney recommend to me is Google has a Google patent search where it's very easy to browse and to put the keywords in. And I would say that would be the absolute first place to start. And one of the things that I did, which I kind of regret, and when I'm giving advice to people, I always recommend getting great legal advice right away, is I tried to kind of cut corners and do a provisional patent on my own through an online legal site. And I also did a couple of my first trademarks that way as well. And although the trademarks went through, I did have to have my lawyer go back and kind of clean things up for me. And in the end, not only did it cost me more money because I didn't do it right the first time, but it potentially could have been a really, I could have got myself into a difficult situation of not having a correct patent filed. And so what my advice is that even though it might cost more money or feel like a lot of money when you're serious about moving forward, is to invest in a good lawyer and build a good relationship with them and have them do your patent filings for you.
Definitely. You know what? I personally, Sari, everybody has a different opinion, and of course this is what the show is all about. I personally feel like just the way you said that you were going to invest a little bit more, you would invest a little bit more in the patent filing. I like to invest a little bit more and focus on the patent search.
Right.
Because you know what? As much as I did a search, and I always tell this story, is I spent the whole Sunday doing a search, and then I said, you know what? I felt good after I did it, that there was nothing out there like that. And then I did a professional patent search, and all of a sudden I got back a week later, I got back like exactly what I was looking to do. So
absolutely,
before I even spent the $80 on a sewing machine,
yes,
and everything else, it was worth it to me to start. So I like to suggest that to inventors out
there. I agree with that, for sure. I'd usually, if I just an idea strikes me, I'll go on Google Patent just to do a cursory view. But I wouldn't move forward with investing anything unless I had a lawyer sign off for me that this is legally a good idea for me to go forward.
Okay. So, Sari, what did you do after you – okay, so you bought the sewing machine, and what did you do after that?
Well, you know, I actually went online and started looking for resources like Gotinvention Radio, where I could understand, you know, how does someone get started and even get a product to a place where you can hand it out to people. And there were a couple of sites that I encountered that had some great discussion boards. And on one of those sites had a sample non-disclosure agreement. And so I was actually, right away when I handed the product out to my mommy group friends, even though they were my friends and I didn't anticipate that anything would happen, I had them sign an NDA, and I still have those very first NDAs on file.
That's great.
So it's, you know, although it might feel silly for people to ask a friend of theirs to sign something like that, it's actually it's just as smart as getting somebody good to file your patent. Like it's protecting, you know, your idea. And so I online for me was just, it was like getting my MBA. I mean, I was just soaking in every little thing that I could find about bringing a product to market, and there's so many resources out there. So I really heavily relied on that while I was in the stage of kind of trying to figure out how to even put the product together.
Gotcha. We're starting to get different emails in. Of course, you can email me at brian@gotinvention.com, and I'm happy to tell Sari your question. Of course, ask Sari your question and be able to answer. I'm just reading as they're coming in. You can also call up and speak to Sari live, 877-474-3302, and you can ask Sari a question directly, and I'm sure she'd be happy to answer it, right?
Absolutely. Love it.
This is great. I'm reading the questions as they're coming in.
Okay.
That's why I'm hesitating a bit. And I know that the questions are coming up, that you're going to have answers. You know, we're going to be going into them. And just hang tight. We're going to have all the answers coming in. So here's the thing. Sari, you had the prototype. Well, you started to work on your own prototype. And then what did you do after that?
So it was kind of a roundabout way, but after I had kind of sewn my own prototypes, I wanted to kind of do a very small first run. And I was looking at the material that my Sippy Grip was in, and it was very reminiscent of materials that you'd see lanyards, like badge holders that people have, that kind of material. And there happened to be a company right in my town that did promotional products. When you walk into their store or their office, they had all of these different kind of promotional products, lots of lanyard type of materials. And I actually went to them, and they were kind of my go-between the like a local factory and myself to get the very first professional prototypes done. And you know, it was obviously a roundabout way and a more expensive way to go out about it. I think that the per piece cost was 5 or 6 times, you know, what it is now. But it was a really great first step in having something a little bit more professional done that I could give out and get more feedback from a wider audience from just people that were my friends.
Gotcha. So once you had that kind of feedback, then you started to get, okay, so you're like, okay, I'm going to make some of these prototypes with this guy up the block, and then you started to give them out and get feedback?
Yeah, I actually, there's several kind of online survey companies and that are free. I think one's called SurveyMonkey.com.
Right. SurveyMonkey.
And I put together a little survey. What would you call it? What would you change it? What color would you like? How much would you buy it for? You know, that sort of thing. And for everyone that had one, I asked them to please go and fill out the survey, and that's where the name Sippy Grip came from.
Okay. Very good. So you got some good feedback on there, and what'd you do after that?
So then after that, I said, okay, I am going to actually try and sell some of these. Let's see kind of what happens. And I went on to, I think it's Elance, which is a site where you can kind of put a project out and people bid for it.
Yeah, that's
and
a great site. There's Elance and Guru.
Yep,
right.
Mm-hmm. And so I put a bid out for a graphic designer, for somebody to design my website. And I wasn't even at the point where I was getting packaging, because I was just going to be selling it online with a PayPal account.
Okay.
And I happened to come across a guy that had done some really good work and normally charged a lot of money, but he was a new dad and just thought it was a great idea and just had this feeling that it was going to turn into something, and gave me an incredible deal. Did my logo, did my website, kind of the whole nine yards. And in early 2006, is around March of 2006, is when the actual Sippy Grip website went up. And at that time, I only had one pattern, and it was the sample kind of pattern that the local factory put together for me. And I just kind of put it out there. I didn't even do any advertising. I just kind of put it up on the web to see what would happen.
That's great. And then you started to do a little bit of different keywords and different types of web marketing.
Yes, I did some web marketing, and I'll never forget how exciting it was the first time I got an order from somebody that wasn't related to me in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, that's great.
That was just some person across the country that wanted one, and
They got the golden Sippy Grip.
Yes,
good.
But we're gonna find a great feeling.
That's awesome. We're going to find out more about how Sari got into the market with Sippy Grip and her other inventions. We're going to be back in a few moments. You're listening to Got Invention Radio, presented by Inventors Digest Magazine on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back with Sari Creven of Bugenhead in a moment.
Voodoo Lounge.
Come see Vegas from our point of view.
Ride the glass elevators 51 stories above the strip to the peak of the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino.
Find yourself in a spell as we take you inside the Voodoo Lounge.
World champion bartenders flare up your favorite potion.
Perhaps our signature smoking witch doctor will be perfect to accompany you outside to the most incredible, breathtaking view of Vegas.
Gorgeous voodoo dolls dance in their cages to help you get your groove on while you make your way down the winding stairway to the VIP couches.
Listen, dance, chill, and groove to the hottest DJs spinning the top 40 old-school hip-hop mashup in house for your one-of-a-kind local experience.
For VIP reservations, call 777-6875. 777-6875.
Open nightly, and local ladies are always free.
Voodoo Lounge, only at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino.
The bottom line is social media can add to your bottom line. This is Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio. To learn how social media can work for you, log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Receive regular, short, helpful tips that will show you how social media can take your company to the next level. It is absolutely free and worth every penny. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.
Hey, this is Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. As a business owner, I'm always looking for ways to cut costs. And there's one expense that can almost always be reduced: your cell phone bill. How much are you paying for employee cell phones and service? Most companies are spending 10 to 60% more than they should be. Call NationLink Wireless to find out if your business is one of them. Ask NationLink for an audit of your cell phone expenses. Their experts are up to date on all wireless offerings and rate plans. And they'll do three things for you. One, they'll review each line item on your monthly bill. Two, they'll identify any unnecessary spending. And three, they'll report back to you with the best carrier and rate plan based on your current usage. A typical savings of around 27%. There's really no downside. If they don't save you money, it's free. If they do, their fee is based on your savings. Call NationLink now at 567-2222 to schedule your bill audit. That's 567-2222. NationLink Wireless, making wireless easy.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas, by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95.
Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.